Copy that. Yeah, let me just make some small adjustments here. Down, and I'll make some small adjustments. Munich, station on 2 for the Columbus passive distributor relocate.
Please, we are with you on 2. Go ahead. Chris, this is Munich on 2. We got a little handover. Go ahead.
Munich, this is station on 2. Apologies for speaking into a handover. I was just getting started to get ahead with this passive dosimeter relocate, and I had a question about the location that we would like it to go to. In step in 2 of the execution note, it says to place the dosimeter, the detector pouch, in the Columbus Act 3 UIP area next to the DOSIS main box blue. And I am not entirely sure I see that DOSIS main box, and I was wondering if there have any more guidance or references on where exactly that is.
And Chris, you might want to place it at the bottom of the EPM rack in that area. That will be fine for us.
See that? Yep, I'll place it right at the bottom of the EPM rack. Yeah, that sounds good.
Excellent. Thanks.
And thank you, Munich. Yep, I've placed it at the bottom of the EPM rack, out of the way, so appreciate your help.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, copy that. I'm talking on Space Ground 2. Comcheck, do you hear?
Ed Scuba, this is Space Ground 2. I copied you loud and clear. I will just finish throwing up a couple things, and then I will be, have no problem helping with one of the gym laptops.
Okay, thanks. Just double-check, are you ready now for getting my comm?
Give me 2 minutes. I'm just putting away the spare batteries, and then I'll be right back down from the JLP.
My apologies. Yes, please take it.
Scuba, station on 2. Apologies. I'm ready now to take those words on the laptop.
Okay, copy that. Thank you, Chris. Yes, we have a laptop. It's out of communication now, and it's labeled PLT, Papa Lima Tango 5, number 5. It's located the aft floor area, and I'd like you to double check if the power and Ethernet connections are family mate. And then we have 2 minutes to show handover.
Copy that. I will check PLT 5 at the aft floor location and look for power and data, and give you a report after that handover.
That's perfect.
And Scuba, station on 2, it looks like the power cable became dislodged from PLT-5. Would you like me to put the power back into it?
Thank you for the insight. Please do.
Copy and work. And Scuba, station on 2, power has been restored to PLT-5. Let me know if you need any other actions to get it back into a good state. Thank you.
And Chris, thank you very much. Please give us another couple of minutes, because we're going to send a test command and see if it is alive, if it's getting back to life.
Copy all.
Good morning. Correction, good afternoon, Houston. This is station. This is Houston. Sorry. I have 2 items for you, Chris, if you have a moment.
I do have a moment. Good afternoon. Good morning.
My goodness, I must have needed some coffee or something. Hey, earlier you had a question about binder clips. I have a spot for you to check if you would like to hear that.
Yeah, sure thing. Why not?
All right. So we have a half a CTB, serial number 4051, located at node 1, overhead 4, specifically delta 1, echo 1. I should have 2 sizes of binder clips in there for you.
Copy that. I'll go check that out at some point this afternoon, and I guess just... maybe restock the pantry, if that makes sense, with a bag of them.
That sounds great to us, Chris. Additionally, I wanted to give you a heads up that at 16:39 GMT, we'll be making a call to begin a 5-minute moment of silence for the 40-year anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger. Just wanted to give you a heads up that we'll make that call.
Fantastic. Thanks for that, and thanks for doing that.
Anytime. Thanks, Chris.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Chris, just one favor for the laptop before you go. And if you could press the power button on the PLT-5, that'd be great. Just press the power button.
Copy that. I will open the lid and press the power button.
Thank you. That is it.
The SCUBA station on 2, I pressed power on PLT-5 and it came up to a Windows boot manager screen asking me to choose between Windows 10 64-bit, 32-bit, and Acronis. Actually, never mind, it had an automatic choose on it, so it's booting up nominally.
Okay, well, thank you for the status. Thank you, sir. Never mind, we can let you go.
SCUBA, this is station on 2. I'm all complete cleaning up from the activity. The video has been uploaded to SSC number 20. And thanks very much. It was a real pleasure working on the competition with you guys. I really, really enjoyed it. So thanks very much. And great talking to you, Tommy.
Hey, Chris. Yes, thank you very much. I can't thank you more. Everything is perfect. And lastly, even more perfect because POT5 got back to nominal. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. That's great news. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and 5 minutes of laptop help.
Huntsville, station is with you on 2.
Good morning, Chris. We're joining the Laptop Help Club today, and we were looking for a couple minutes of your assistance with the Wharf laptop, if you can give us that time.
I absolutely can give you that time. It'd be my pleasure. I'm staring at the Wharf laptop right now.
Perfect. Well, we're performing some updates today, and it's having some connection issues, so we are looking for a hard power reset, including removing and replacing the battery. I can give you a procedure reference if you would like, or I can just give you those steps.
I think I'm good with just the steps, and I'm happy to do it.
Copy. I see you floated over there. We can start by powering off the laptop and removing the power chain.
Copy that. We'll power off the laptop and remove the power chain. And just for your situational awareness, the state that the laptop is in now, it appears to have power, but the power button and the caps lock light are both blinking at about 2 hertz, but nothing else is there. So I'm going to power it off and continue with removing power from the power chain.
Copy, blinking at about 2 hertz. Thanks for the essay.
Okay, I powered down the brick upstream and unplugged the power from the Wharf laptop.
Okay, next step is to remove the battery, hold the power button for 15 seconds, and then replace the battery.
Copy and work. All right, that step is complete.
All right, and then we just put it back together. You can plug the power chain back in, verify the power LED is lit, and power on the laptop.
Copy all, and work. Okay, the laptop is plugged back in. I got, when I reapplied power to the emerald brick, I got a good power light and also good blinking green and yellow Ethernet lights on the back. I pressed power and I see Windows booting up on the Wharf laptop.
Sounds good. Once it boots up, you are welcome to close the lid and we'll keep on with our ground steps. Thanks for the help.
Copy all, and absolutely no problem. I'll keep an eye on it till it's finished booting, and then I'll close the lid and let you guys know. And Huntsville, station on 2, the Wharf laptop looks like it's successfully booted to a Windows login screen. I've closed the lid. Hopefully that fixes it, but let me know if you need anything more done with it, and I'm happy to help.
Nope, nothing else from us. We are seeing good indications on the ground as well.
Fantastic. That's great news. Thanks.
This is Mission Control, Houston. Today, as we mark the 40th anniversary of the Challenger tragedy, we pause to honor the 7 brave souls who gave their lives in pursuit of exploration and knowledge. Dick Scobie, Michael J. Smith, Ron McNair, Allison Onizuka, Judy Resnick, Greg Jarvis, and Krista McAuliffe. Your legacy continues to inspire us all. In Mission Control Houston, we remember the foundations of flight control and why we're here. We will now observe a 5-minute moment of silence in their memory. Thank you.
And Houston, station on 2, I'm just starting to pick up in the WHC Manfill init procedure. I've got the camera set up as requested. You're welcome to come on board.
Excellent. That sounds great, Chris. We'll come on board, and we can also pass you go in step 2.2 of that 11.5.105 procedure. Looking forward to coming aboard with you.
Copy that and copy a go in 2.2.
Yes, sir. And then real quick, after that program management conference here in a little while, please call POIC. They have a couple of items for you.
Copy all.
Cool.
in Huntsville. Station is here on 2. I heard you had a couple things for me.
Yep, Chris. Unfortunately, it's our friend the Worf laptop again.
No worries. I'll float it right out over there.
We think it might have locked up again. If you could just take a look at the screen and any lights and tell us what you're seeing, we might have some additional steps based on what you're seeing.
See that. Let me go to take a look. I do see blinking network activity lights. Let me open up the screen and see what else I see. And Huntsville, I see that the laptop is powered on. The backlight of the keyboard and the backlight of the display is on, but it's just a black screen, and I don't see anything other than that, and doesn't seem to respond to a mouse move or a keyboard press.
Copy all. Can you attempt to power that on just with the power button press?
Copy that. A short power button press didn't do anything, so it looks like I would probably need to do a hard power cycle.
Stand by one. We'll talk our next steps here and get back to you in just a sec.
Copy that.
Chris, back with you. Yeah, we'll take you up on a power cycle. You can just do a push button off and back on.
Copy that. We're going to do a hard power cycle, so I'll hold the power button down until it powers off and then power it back on.
That's affirm.
Okay, and it does appear to be booting up normally now. I saw the BIOS splash screen, and now I see a Windows logo and a little spinny thing. So it appears to be doing a nominal boot up now.
Copy the little spinny thing on the boot up. If you could just hold on for a second and tell us if anything else changes, that would be great.
Yeah, I'm going to keep watching, but the Windows logo went away, and it's now back to a black screen. So the same signature it had when I showed up. I'll see if anything changes.
We copy, Chris. Stay by one.
And Huntsville, it actually went back to a nominal unlock screen after about, however many minutes we just sat there.
Back to a nominal unlock screen. Interesting. Thanks for the update. We will continue to talk it here on the ground for just a minute.
Copy that.
Station Huntsville, back with you on 2 for Chris and Worf.
Go ahead on 2.
We're seeing some good telemetry at this point, so we'll continue to poke at it from the ground, but we don't have any additional actions for you. We do want to give you the additional essay that your Worf limited access band will need to be extended, since we're going to continue to work with Worf past when we had originally planned to into the evening.
Copy all. I'll keep my no Worf sign up for now. And, let me know if there's anything else I can do to help or if this laptop needs to become a shell of itself or anything like that. I'm here to help.
Thank you much, and we'll let you know.
Sounds good. And, yes, give me a holler whenever Worf is good to go, and I can get some pictures.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Worf clarification.
All right, go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Chris, we just wanted to clarify, with that limited access band, you can still get into Worf to take photos if you need to or want to. We'll just ask you to give us a call first to make sure we're not commanding to it at the same time.
Okay, perfect. That makes sense. It's in fact written there, so I should have read that. But I'll let you know if I have any Earth Ops targets coming up. I might ask you guys for that.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and WHC. When you have a second.
I am here on 2 and ready to copy.
You got it, man. Hey, so we're trending the data on the WHC fill. We think it's going to be filled. Sorry, I got my brain tied there. We think it's going to be filled during the LOS when we hit this upcoming LOS. So please don't wait on us to get started on it if you see that the fill is complete. Just want to let you know.
Copy that. So I'll just look for the fill, the indications that the fill is complete, the light speed out, the valves being swapped back, and if that's good, then I'm good to go. Is that good copy?
That's a good copy, Chris. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. So then hopefully it'll finish, and I'll be into it when you guys come back, and you are, of course, still welcome to be on board.
Got it, man. Thanks, Chris.
Let's fill. Station on 2 for Worf.
Chris, you are go to access Worf. We've deactivated the facility, so at this point your Worf limited access restriction is no longer in effect.
Sounds great. Wonderful. Much appreciated. And glad she managed to get things to cooperate well enough. Thanks very much.